Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord for this opportunity to share this time with you, to be together in the presence of the Lord, and to consider the Lord's goodness and all the wonderful truths and revelations that are found in the Word of God. If you listened last week, you know I began a message entitled Looking Forward. As Paul, we need to forget those things that are behind and press on toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And in connection or in relation to that, we looked at a very important scripture. At least it's always been important to me, and I probably think to you as well, because Psalm 37 and 4 says, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." And of course, what stands out to us is receiving the desires of our hearts, and they are manifold, are they not? Many different areas. But the purpose of the amount of scripture and the insight I shared with you, which I cannot repeat, if you missed any of the broadcasts, please feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org, and you can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But we wanted to understand what it means to delight ourselves in the Lord, because that's the condition to the promise. The promise is we'll have the desires of our heart, but we have to meet the condition, which is to delight ourselves in the Lord. And so, just by way of very, very brief review, and because I shared much scripture, and you may find it beneficial to re-listen or to, if you haven't heard it, go back to the website to hear the teaching. But there are three things that I shared with you from scripture. How can we delight ourselves in the Lord? Well, the very first way, it's the ground zero, if you will, we need to repent from sin and be reconciled to the Lord. To have a fellowship, ongoing personal fellowship, intimate relationship with God. And that's, of course, that's where we start out with salvation. And then, secondly, how will we delight ourselves in the Lord? If we honor and obey His Word. And thirdly, we delight ourselves in God by laying aside our will and seeking His. Now, there's an important scripture regarding this last point, laying aside our will, found in Isaiah 58, verses 13 through 14. Let me read that for you. "If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord, and I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it." There's specific words there. If you do these things, you will actually be delighting yourself in the Lord. Now, there's three things mentioned in that scripture: turning away from doing our pleasure, calling the Sabbath, and all that that means, a delight. We're not just speaking just of a day here, because God's people are called to enter into the Sabbath rest of the Lord, but to call what all the significances of what that term means, to cause it to be a delight to your heart, and thirdly, to honor the Lord. And we do that, of course, by mortifying the deeds of the flesh and putting God first. So, all right, now, what shall we say? How can we honor God? Well, that's where we want to pick up this week. How do we honor God? Well, Isaiah 58 and 13 says, "And thou shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words." So, not doing our own thing or finding our own pleasure. Why? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They have to be spiritually discerned. Isaiah 55 and 8 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." So we honor God by not doing our own thing, if you will, finding our own pleasure, or speaking our own words, if you will, in terms of coming out of our own carnal nature. Isaiah 59 and 13 says, and this is Isaiah speaking, the prophet Isaiah, of the people of the Lord. He declares and confesses, "Our transgressions are multiplied before thee." And then he enumerates them. We're talking about sin. None of us can say we are immune from sin or that we never sin. John said, "Did you say that? You're a liar. We'll never be in that perfect state until we're actually with the Lord. We do not willfully practice unrighteousness, disobedience, but we have an advocate with a Father if we do. Our heart attitude is to always walk in, and be pleasing to our Heavenly Father." So in Isaiah 59, he enumerates the ways that we transgress against the Lord. In transgressing and lying against the Lord, saying things that aren't really true about him, a lack of understanding, ignorance, and departing away from our God, getting lukewarm. Remember, that's fairly timely. Remember what Jesus said to the church in Laodicea in Revelations? Speaking oppression, as I continue, and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood. So we are, you know, we are prey to that sin nature, and only through the victory and the anointing that God gives us are we able to resist. And yet we are able to do that. We are not destined for defeat. We are have a heritage of victory. Why? Because Jesus showed us the example, and we are to follow by our attitudes, by our actions, by our thoughts, to seek to emulate him. Now, let me share the Amplified translation of Psalm 37:4. "Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the desires and secret petitions of your heart." So, how can we summarize this? We delight ourselves in the Lord by, first of all, right standing with God, a good fellowship and relationship with him. Secondly, by honoring and obeying his word, and laying aside our will and seeking his. Remember, even Jesus came not to do his own will, but to be a servant, to fulfill his purpose, why the Father sent him. He only did those things that pleased the Father. And so if we will be have that same servant heart and attitude, then he's not only going to give us the desires of our heart. Why? Because we've met the condition. We've learned what it means to delight ourselves in God. If we do this, he will give us the desires of our heart. And as I shared on a previous broadcast, he not only gives us the things we so fervently long for and appreciate and want, he actually gives us his desires as our desires. It's a twofold meaning and significance there. He places those desires there, and then those natural desires we would have just as his children. Just like you would want to delight your child, he gives us those things that will make us happy and draw us closer to him. But not only will he do that, as if that wasn't enough, I'll share some more scriptures with you. You know, I love to share scriptures to back up anything I say. We will experience divine comfort. Psalm 94 and 19 says, "In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul." Hallelujah. We will experience rich divine fellowship and communion with God. The Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 3 says, "As the apple tree among the trees of the wood, so is my beloved among the sons. I sat down under his shadow with great delight, and his fruit was sweet to my taste." And of course, we will experience the goodness, the wonderful goodness of the Lord. Nehemiah 9:25, speaking of the prosperity of God's people in the promised land, I quote, "And they took strong cities and a fat land and possessed houses full of all good, wells digged, vineyards and olive yards, and fruit trees in abundance. So they did eat and were filled and became fat and delighted themselves in thy great goodness." Now, that was Nehemiah referencing the people of Israel. But how can we apply that as a spiritual analogy to us today? Beloved, we can enter into the promised land of God's Word and experience the richness, the beauty, and the faithfulness of all of God's promises. So, we have a choice, every one of us, in the days ahead of us. Are we going to limit God with murmuring and unbelief like some of the ancient Israelites did? Or will you say with me, as Joshua and Caleb, "We are well able to take the land"? They weren't blind, beloved. They saw the giants. So as we look forward, as we go forward, I share a final scripture with you, Philippians 3:13. Paul saying, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. That, I trust, is your prayer as well. Well, beloved, as I shared last week, God has placed some very clear direction on my heart, because in the last several months, actually longer than that, there have been great battles against God's people, and I want to share about affliction and the purpose of it. We want to enlarge our understanding of what afflictions are. So we begin tomorrow. I pray you'll be able to be with us. I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,